Change at Oglethorpe by Peter Morford, starring Michael Williams and Peter Davison. Episode 1, Off the Rails.
Oglethorpe, Oglethorpe, Sludgeby train, platform 2. Now, here's a special announcement to passengers alighting here. Hang on. Passenger, there is. The bloke in the grey flashers mac on platform 1. Yeah, you, sunshine. Why not pay a visit to our privately run cafe bar, Brief Encounter, where the former rank organisation starlet, the very... Hang on a minute, I can't read your writing, June. Looks like lovely. Well, that can't be it. Lively? Oh, well, nae bother. Where was I? Where the very rank June Virgo will serve you with a range of high-class snacks, meals and drinks in an ambulance. In an ambience that conjures up the magic atmosphere of the golden age of the silver screen. And for those interested in the occult, June also Beggar me, it worked. Punter on his way, June. Well, that's if he's not off to the bogs. Oh, he is. No, he isn't. Oh, make your mind up. Pillock's running off now. I don't know. Sorry, June. Maybe next time, eh? Remember, it's punk hour from 3 o'clock this aft here on Platform 1FM. But for the minute, this is Lou Points Pointer seeing
Thank you, Points. Light and charming, I told her. And do you think they teach them to read in schools anymore?
Yeah, I wouldn't be cap what they do nowadays. Right, I suppose I'd better be heading over to ticket office. Groves will be dragging himself back from wagon and horses in a bit.
On his last day with us? I shouldn't think so. Particularly as he drew his leaving pay and he took the whip round we had for him on top.
74 pence and a second-class stamp will not detain him a lot longer, will it? Besides, you can never tell what Barnsley folk like him will do, especially when they're tanked up.
Brief Encounter.
Where's my shadow? Hello, June.
Hello, Mr. Groves.
I'm a bit of a skimpole.
As I agree, no point in coming back this afternoon. You go home from the wagon and horses. Goodbye. All the best to you in your new job. Yes, I'm sure you'll be very happy at Ally Breweries. Yes, indeed. Goodbye. Hard to believe he was a teetotaler when he first took up office here. 3 short months ago. Poor Mr. Groves.
Poor nout. I never liked him from first day, when he refused to talk to my Percy. He was just poking out of my trousers, trying to be friendly. Not even a hello.
Sorry?
And as for shaking hands with him, out of the question, that were. Oh, yes.
I know I'm going to regret this, but what are you talking about, Rocket?
I am talking about that Barnsleyite Grove snubbing my Percy. One of the finest competition ferrets to have been stuffed down a pair of trousers since records began.
Percy's a ferret. Thank God for that, I think.
A living legend, Percy is. I could tell you stories about me and him.
No. Don't worry.
Well, just let me say this. You can tell a lot about a bloke by how he carries on with a ferret. A lot. A bloke that can't handle a ferret isn't worth knowing.
Thank you, Rabbi Lionel Blue. A thought for the day to inspire me as I wipe down the table.
Yeah, please, you send. Right, I'm off. It'd be like Groves to come back here special just to catch me on me break past me time. And then they'd be held to pay. His last day or not.
No, there wouldn't.
You what? He'd be on phone to sell his son an area office just like that.
What do you think would happen to you if Mr. Groves did report you? Mr. Sod can't sack you, can he? He retired you 10 years ago.
The day I retire from this station is the day they cart me out in a box.
Yes. Shouldn't have bought that up, Rocket. Sorry.
Aye.
Oh, thank you, Postie. Oh, I wonder if it's the letter.
What letter?
From area office.
Oh, that.
Well, aren't you just a teeny-weeny bit curious about who Mr. Grove's successor will be?
No.
Is it, a red reminder, and I've already won a star prize in the great world of curtain summer draw.
I don't know what you're getting to work up for, June. Won't make any difference who the new senior grade operative is, will it?
Well, you never know, Rocket. Someday my prince, our prince may come.
Don't hold your breath. What do you want a prince for at your age? You'd be better off with a budgie and a set of balls.
At my age? I'm not thinking of sporting a blue rinse quite yet.
Go with your varicose veins.
One more word and you're barred.
Look, all I'm getting at is this. Don't build up your hopes on the new bloke, because one thing is certain. Whoever Arthur Sod sends us is bound to be a wassock of the first water. Mark my words.
Come in, Mr. Clare. Take a seat.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Dr. Clare, in fact, isn't it?
Well, strictly speaking, but I only used my title when I was a head-in-the-clouds academic. Now I've touched down on planet Earth, Mr. Spine.
Yes, yes, certainly have an interesting CV for a BR station senior grade operative applicant. 3 degrees, 4 years lecturing, even had a couple of books published. Critical Approaches to Rembrandt and Paradigms of Structuration in Early Abstract Expressionism. Sounds like a good read.
Torrent of trendy tosh masquerading as timeless truth, which is par for the course for the academic world. But I'd like to stress that that's all behind me, Mr. Sod. Thank God.
Nervous breakdown, wasn't it? Got your psychological profile here. Highly strung, irresponsible, escapist. Not particularly encouraging for a prospective employer, is it?
Oh, I don't know. Breakdown experience is probably ideal training for a future in BR. Yes. Seriously, though, I'm fine now. I haven't had to recite my panic mantra once since I joined the graduate training scheme.
Panic mantra?
Yes, you know. You close your eyes and count 1, 2, think it through, 3, 4, calm once more, and so on.
Also not encouraging was your score in the trainee senior final exam. Question, what do you perceive to be the greatest challenge currently facing the rail network in Britain? Answer, those dickheads at the Department of Transport, obviously.
Fair enough, isn't it?
David, nitty-gritty, why do you want to run a small country railway station?
Two reasons. First, I want a down-to-earth, simple existence among down-to-earth, simple people. Well, not simple people, obviously, but the sort of people who call a spade and not a counter-displaced project object icon.
I see.
The second reason is in my jacket pocket.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Sod, meet Bert.
Bert?
Indeed. Bert is a 00-scale loco driver from a model railway I've had ever since I was a child. It started out as a toy. It became a hobby and eventually it was therapy. To cut a long story short, Mr. Sod, running a small country railway station would be the realisation of a lifelong dream for me.
Dream. You know, David, a typical candidate for a post such as this is an averagely educated, middle-of-the-road type, sort of chap who has one eye on the latest passenger throughput league tables and the other on the BR Management Structure Handbook. You, on the other hand, are an irresponsible, escapist intellectual with a dream, a history of mental breakdown and a misshapen lump of plastic in your pocket.
My ex-girlfriend's cat got him. Twice, actually.
Perhaps I didn't make myself clear. Look, what do you think that you would bring to the post of senior grade operative at Higher Oglethorpe Station that the other applicants wouldn't?
Apart from Bert. Sorry. A love of railways, Mr. Sod. And everything that goes with them.
Another drop of tea, June, please.
Hattie, was that all right for you, love?
Very nice, June, as usual.
Let's see. 2 Goodbye Mr. Chips fish platters, 3 Babs and pot of tea, 5.50 altogether. Tea, Rocket.
Yeah.
There we are.
Oh, just right.
June, a word.
Don't mind me.
Other end of the bar, Hattie. Yes, love.
I saw my Herbert last night, as plain as day. He was sitting under one of my dryers in the salon reading a brochure on UPVC replacement windows.
It's a sign.
But a sign of what? He never set foot in the salon when he were alive on account of my exclusive beauty products playing havoc with his sinuses. And another thing, he thought UPVC were very suspect.
Did he? Did he?
Aye. Something's wrong, June. There's only one thing for it. I need you to get in contact with the other side as soon as possible, love. How are you fixed at the minute?
Well, of course, one cannot be too hasty with the other side. Many hours must be spent in purifying meditation before the medium can attempt to lift the veil to the mystical brightness beyond. Tonight, after the 8:30 Sludgeby stopping, I'll close up early.
Thank you, love.
Oh, Hattie, on a different note, your satin skin beauty products...
Yes?
Have you had a chance to make up another batch of your avocado and gooseberry anti-wrinkle cream? I've completely run out.
Run out of what?
Anti-wrinkle cream.
Oh, anti-wrinkle cream! By gum, you get through some pots of that. Have you thought about a refillable tub? Or a bucket up?
No.
Be cheaper for you.
Perhaps, but have you made up more?
I'm afraid not. Bit of a hiatus on the production line. Equipment failure. You know my slightly astringent dandelion and burdock body tone and tingle?
Yes.
It ate through my bath last week.
Oh, dear.
I wouldn't have minded, but I were in it at the time. Any road, be a couple of weeks before I get back into full production. Oh, me train. See you tonight, June. And don't worry, your wrinkles won't get any worse in a fortnight. Will they, Mr. Stevenson? Bye!
Mrs. Clack.
Bye. Herbert's been trying to get through to Hattie.
Never could, but he were alive. Don't know why he's bothering now. I'll see you.
It's Friday.
Yes. I'll settle for a week later on.
3 weeks, actually. £21.60 it comes to.
£21?
I could do with it today. Call it 20.
Where am I going to get hold of 20?
You see, I need to balance... Oh, look. Hattie's left her shopping.
Stand still.
What?
Don't move a muscle. Do exactly as I say. Very, very gently. Put that bag down and walk slowly towards me. What you've got there is a suspect package.
Suspect? It's Hattie's shopping from the covered market.
Put it down and walk slowly towards me.
Even if I were not one of the finest occultists this side of the Pennines, I could tell you exactly what's in this bag.
You know the rules and regs.
Tripe.
Happen, but we've got to follow them.
No, what I mean is, this is a bag of tripe.
Put it down.
Rocket.
Down!
Oh, what a performance.
Over here. This is a job for the professionals.
And by professionals, you mean...
Me.
How surprising.
You guard door and don't let us all in. I'll be back quicker than a Fred Truman bouncer. I've got just the thing for the situation.
A pound of onions.
Morning. He can shift for an old un, can't he?
Like a wizened old whippet. Don't come in. Better stay where you are.
Well, I want an espresso to take away, love.
I'll bring it over to you. There's a bag of tripe in here.
I've seen bags of tripe before.
Apparently, this one might explode. 50 pence, please.
Right.
Thank you.
Gangway!
Oh, good grief, it's Isaac Walton. Call again.
Bye.
Don't get that fish hook caught on my dress.
No chance. Ogle Valley Fly Casting Champion, 5 years on the trot in the '50s. I've lost none of my subtle skills.
Oh.
It's not a couple of sauces.
Disposing of a suspect package is supposed to be a job for the army.
I am army, and I've got a leg full of jerry bullets to prove it.
Well, I bet they don't use fishing rods.
Perfectly still now, June. Not a sound. This requires absolute concentration.
Oh, bang goes my Robert Donat poster. I thought you said you were a champion.
I didn't have this clothhead jumping out at me at critical moment, did I?
What are you doing with your fishing rod, Rocket?
Listen, load both barrels of my shotgun and meet me out in the yard by the old coal office.
Why?
Suspect package.
Oh, we're going to shoot at it?
No, we're going to club it to death on the double.
Right.
This is preposterous.
Stand still. Here we go. Ah! desperate times call for desperate measures. I did a lot of this sort of thing in the Western Desert.
What, swinging a bag of tripe around on the end of a fishing rod? Oh, that must have put the wind up, Rommel.
Stand aside. Clear to reopen.
It's tripe, I tell you. 2 pounds of finest pig bag from Garside's. She eats it while she watches the wrestling. Oh, you gods.
Unusual catch Rocket's got there.
Oh, hello, Posty. Oh, isn't it?
There you go. And will you sign for a recorded delivery item as well, love?
Ah, oh, delighted.
Everything all right?
What were that?
Don't ask. Good job one of you's normal, love.
Yes, bye. Oh, the area office letter. Oh, now where's my magic pyramid and wand? Oh, these pork scratchings are past their sell-by day. Oh, never mind. Ah. Under the pyramid the letter shall sit, to bring me good fortune when I open it. May he be handsome, may he be fair, have all his own teeth and a full head of hair. Wand, make true what I ask of you. 5 minutes should do it. No, make it 10. Some day my prince will come.
The 1440 intercity service to Leeds will depart from platform 12. Peterborough and Leeds only platform 12.
Ticket.
Got a BR travel warrant here somewhere. There.
Oglethorpe via Leeds. Hang on, this warrant is for travel tomorrow.
Ah, so it is. Well, just between us, couldn't wait to get up there.
See Oglethorpe and die, eh? Understandable.
Quite. So, couldn't we just stretch a point, you know? We're all work pals together, aren't we? I mean, travel today, travel tomorrow, what's the difference?
If you go today, it'd be about 45 quid, I should imagine. Oh. So why don't you come back tomorrow and use your work pals warrant then?
You see, the thing is, I've already handed the keys into my flat.
Bit rash there, weren't you? But I see your point. Today would be best.
I knew you'd understand. Thanks a lot.
Ticket office is over there, mate.
That empathy bypass operation was a real success, wasn't it, mate?
Platform 1FM, kick in with Skunk and Nancy. Right, what's coming up next?
You get in a clip round here from me if you don't turn that rubbish off. I can hear it right over by the Fort Water Tower.
Yeah? Great.
Folk don't want it, you know. Hey, turn that mic off. The old Bloomin' Station can hear us.
Oh, there's anybody here, Mam Rocket? Boris and June.
Ah, no, Cap. Come on, let's go get a cover. I'm parched.
Oh. Okay, then. Hey, did I tell you about the goal I scored on Saturday? Wassy, the skipper, he's won the ball on the halfway line and he's chipped it straight under the head. Right.
30 yards out, there I was. Best-headed goal anybody at the club could remember.
Yeah, if it's said as you want. I netted a 58-yarder once. Oglethorpe versus Digworth Rovers, 1938. Used to be a plaque bite spot. 2 teas and 2 rounds of toast, Jim, please. You why? I can pay me mess bill. Points, my winnings. Give them to June.
Winnings?
Aye. 20 quid for the first one to destroy that suspect package. And he has first go.
It were my gun.
Don't move a muscle. This is a job for the professionals. You wily old reprobate Rocket. You knew it was tripe all along.
What?
Keep the money points. Put it towards a new hairdo or something. I'm too excited to be bothered about mess bills now. I know who the new SGO is. A Mr. David Clare. Lovely name, isn't it?
Knew a fella called Sweetman once. He were an ex-murderer from Shipley.
When's he coming?
Tomorrow.
I wonder what sort of bloke he'll be like.
Exactly the same as all t'others we've had.
If my tarot cards are anything to go by, he'll be a very different cast of gentlemen. Oh, no.
What's up?
Rocket, tomorrow's not your ferret fancier's bun fight in the yard, is it?
What do you mean? Oh, no. It's tonight, as it happens, any road.
Oh, good. David will have a whole month's grace before he sees what you and your drunken cronies get up to, whatever it is.
Listen, you can tell a lot about a bloke by how he...
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Rocket, do you reckon I could come along to the ferret do tonight, like? Hey, it might be a good... It might be interesting.
Do you know what goes off?
Oh, aye. You each shove a crazed hunk of vermin with razor-sharp teeth down your kecks, let it have a good writhe around, and then you pull it out a split second before it chomps off your tadger.
Oh, please.
Right, well, not to put too fine a point on it, young lady, you are lacking a certain vital piece of equipment for the job, aren't you?
A tadger?
A ferret.
I didn't want to do it, man. I just want to watch.
Yeah, I'll have to check with it, lads.
Afternoon, June. Mr. Stevenson. Miss Poynter.
Hello, Hattie.
June, I think I must have left my shopping in here at dinner time. You haven't found it, have you, love?
Ah? Yes, Hattie. Unfortunately, it was, Rocket.
Look, you left a suspect package, right?
What are you talking about? It were £2 a try.
It were £2 of suspect package, which were removed for reasons of public safety by army personnel.
The army took away my tripe? What about me wrestling?
You'll have to find somewhere else to wrestle.
I eat it while I'm watching wrestling, you clothhead.
Oh,
what happened then?
It were destroyed by a controlled explosion outside Thold Coal Office.
You mean the army blew up my pig bag?
To Kingdom Come, aye.
I never even had one mouthful. What a waste.
Yeah, but you never know. Happened a lump landed by your Herbert on t'other side, and he had it instead.
Oh, he were partial. Happen that's what he were trying to tell me t'other day. Hey, June, happen that's why I left it behind. God works in mysterious ways.
Yes, indeed, but I don't think exploding tripe would ascend as far as the mystical brightness, Hattie.
Well, we can ask him tonight, can't we? Bye, love.
Bye.
Hey, a tripe might not have ascended as far as the mystical what's-it, but it reached the men's bogs all right. Hey, the roof splattered, man.
I was wondering what that was. Oh, Hattie! Sort your toast out points. Hattie, sorry, love, I forgot to mention it. Would you mind postponing tonight's seance for a day or two? Something rather important's come up, and I desperately need a hair appointment, facial, full body massage. In fact, the works.
Well, I were right looking forward to getting hold of Herbert.
Oh, I know it's short notice, but I would appreciate it.
Tell you what, June, why don't we combine the two? You perform the seance while I get stuck in with makeover.
I don't think I could possibly lift the veil under those circumstances. Enormous composure and concentration are required.
You could do it, an old trooper like you.
I prefer former artiste, if you don't mind.
Same difference.
It would be a challenge.
Of course it would.
All right, I'll give it a try.
Grand. But, I wanted it brief encounter, June. You picked up Herbert in their champion last time.
I'm a medium, Hattie, not a transistor radio. But yes, that will be fine if you can manage.
I'll bring everything with me. Bye, love.
Till tonight, Hattie. Today, June Virgo, cafe proprietress. Tomorrow, June Virgo, femme fatale.
Lying prone is one thing, but wearing a face pack is definitely cramping my style, Hattie. Ooh! Oh, don't you ever warm the massage oil?
Coal is good for your buttock cellulite.
Oh.
Ask him about the tripe.
Oh, I'll try once more. Are you still there, Herbert? Speak to me. Come back through the veil. Come back through... Oh, the mystical brightness is dimming. Come back through the veil.
Stop your bloody mithering, Herbert, and come back through this minute.
Two and a half hours late. Not a particularly auspicious start. Still, my station. I can't get over it. Where is he? What about this, Bertie? And look at these buildings. Good old millstone grit in all its down-to-earth glory. Perfect. Let's explore. Starting with the cafe, if it's open. Dying for a tea.
Just going for a turn round the yard, lads. See you in a few minutes. Wait till we're out of sight, Pons. I've made someone to stick on Perch's head. They'll knock t'other's dead foot final.
Okay. Hey, somebody's off to the cafe, look, man. They'll be lucky. June closed up ages ago. That Hattie's given her a beauty treatment.
I thought they were having a seance. Same thing when you think about it, really, isn't it? Trying to bring dead back to life either way. Oh, hang on a minute. Here. Old Bertie. I shall have to tie up my trousers strings a bit tighter, or he'll be running off when he gets back down there.
Oh, OK.
What are you doing at him?
Well, I didn't think he liked me, man.
We just don't take to some folk. Give him here.
Oh, thank Gaza for that.
Down you go, Percy. I'd stop your noise.
Hey, he's having a good ride. Hey, I hope he's not peckish.
Yeah, he'll be all right now. So long as nobody else upsets him. Come on, far end at yards best. We can't be seen from there.
Ah, here we are. Brief encounter. Bit trendy.
Oh, it's Herbert.
What was that?
It's not the tripe I'm after, woman. It's my cloth cap. I left it in B&Q.
Massage, Hattie, massage. It's not two pinfalls, two submissions or a knockout.
Sorry, June, but it's as if it were standing there. I'll calm down. You carry on.
Hold still, Percy. Does he look champion with that on him?
He looks proud to wear it, Rocket.
Of course he is. He's from Pudsey, you know.
Hey, that bloke that went to cafe. He's staring through that chink in the curtains, look. He's watching June having a rub down and that. He's a peeping Tom.
He must be desperate, dirty bugger.
Right, he's in for a surprise. Let's get him.
I'll get my shotgun.
He's gone again, Hattie. For one last time, Herbert, come back through.
If you don't come back through immediately, Herbert Clack, I'm going to set fire to your shed.
27, 28, I am master of my fate.
Gotcha!
Oh, great!
He has come back through.
Hattie, my robe.
Just a minute. That's not my Herbert. You haven't come from t'other side for his cap, have you?
Point! What have you done? And who are... you?
David, Claire, the new...
You're not supposed to be here until tomorrow. I don't normally look like this.
He's a peeping Tom, I caught him.
He is not a peeping Tom, you imbecile. He's our new senior.
Excuse me for not getting up, but I don't seem able to move.
Oh, point, if you've damaged him.
Nice to meet you, David.
Perhaps you'd like a brandy.
No, a vigorous massage and scalp rub's what he wants.
No, I'll be all right in a minute.
Give us your head.
Ow! Oh.
What's that, your eye?
What's going on?
It's the new SGO.
Yes, I don't think we'll be needing the shotgun, Rocket.
Oh, it's a new bloke, David, is it? I'll just open my fly so you can shake hands with Percy. He's got his Yorkshire cap on now, special. Now you've upset him.
Oh, let go of his nose, you little brute.
One, two, think it through. Let me out!
Oh, come back, darling.
Percy's gaining on him.
Percy! Heel, boy! You better get this on, get him back.
He hasn't. He has. We used to just drive him to drink. Now we're shooting him.
Rocket! You've assassinated our new colleague!
Well, I had to fetch Percy back. Hello, lad!
Murderer!
Oh, no, look. He's moving.
Team of wings!
Oh, thank God! I'm coming, David!
I'd do your robe up first, June.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to give you the kiss of life. Don't move.
Oh, that's got him up. Hand off. Look at him go, man.
There's shamming. Typical. Young Mr. David Clare's off to hell, his post dark. I don't give that lad 5 minutes in job.
In episode 1 of Change at Oglethorpe, Rocket was played by Michael Williams, David by Peter Davison, June by Rosemary Martin, Points by Philippa Wilson, Hattie by Madge Hindle, and Mr. Sod by Chris Emmett. Other parts were played by Caroline Strong and David Timpson. Change at Oglethorpe was written by Peter Morfoot and produced by Gareth Edwards.